A meeting was scheduled for West Nipissing Council on November 30, but it was over before it began. For their council meeting to commence, a certain amount of council members must be in attendance. With four councillors absent, quorum was not met, and Mayor Joanne Savage had no choice but to adjourn the meeting. Councillor Dan Rovida mentioned via email before the meeting that the mayor has decided not to withdraw her notice of motion for the scheduled meeting. The motion appeared as Section L1 on the agenda, Discussions Between Mayor and SAU. As the motion regards a staff issue, Rovida was not able to comment on specifics, although he was at liberty to explain that this is definitely an HR issue. He added that all human resources issues must be dealt within an in-camera session. Speaking of staff issues confidentially is, in my opinion, the right thing to do out of respect for the employee, Rovida said, noting that as reflected in the agenda, the mayor's motion may have been discussed publicly. To avoid this public discussion, councillors Leo Millett, Rolly Larabi, Chris Fisher, and Rovida collectively made the decision to not attend tonight's meeting, Rovida explained. See. West Nipissing Council makes peace for the people. We have based our decision on advice and wish not to risk the legal and financial liability of the municipality, Rovida said. On November 24, Rovida sent the mayor an email asking her to remove the notice of motion from the upcoming agenda. Unless you can confirm that you will not include the notice of motion next week, Rovida wrote, I and likely my colleagues will not attend. Your motion does nothing to advance the day-to-day operations of the municipality, he continued, and is counterproductive to a harmonious relationship between council members and between council and staff. It boils down to respect, Rovida said. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.